the Book of Secrets is about unlocking the hidden dimension of our life, so maybe it would be nice to start right there.
And what do you mean by hidden dimension?
Right, obviously hidden, that was not obvious. So the hidden dimension of our existence is the realm of our personal soul, our collective soul, and the universal domain in which these reside. The hidden dimension today is referred to by science as the non-local domain. In the non-local domain, energy, information, space-time, and matter are all one field of pure potentiality. So the hidden dimension is the immeasurable domain of all that exists, all that will exist, and all that has ever existed. In this domain, there is no separation between objects in space, and there is no separation between events in time. When you tap into this intelligence, you find, first of all, that you experience great love because you are one with everything. Secondly, you feel intuitive and creative because it is in this hidden dimension called consciousness that the world is conceived, governed, constructed. And thirdly, you feel happy because it is the source of all fulfillment. So many spiritual traditions have said, you know, the most important thing for us is to be in touch with our soul. The soul is the window, the corridor, the transformational vortex through which we connect with the universal consciousness.
And you believe, of course, that the soul was created way before the physical world.
Well, in fact, the more we understand about the soul, we realize that it was not created, that it is something that has always existed as immeasurable potential. It evolves with time, but being outside of time at the same time, in spiritual traditions, immanent and transcendent simultaneously, it is without beginning and without end. And so, you know, that is also the nature of the universe. You know, when we say the Big Bang occurred 13.8 billion years ago, the obvious question immediately is what was there before it? If you say there's an ending, the immediate question is what is after the ending? If you say there are edges in space, then the immediate question is what's there after the outermost edge? So, you know, many of the tenets of quantum physics are, in a sense, stranger than we can think rationally, because the way we can think rationally is based on our sensory experience of the world. And it turns out that our sensory experience of the world is not the most reliable way of knowing the world. After all, my senses tell me the earth is flat or the ground that I stand on is stationary, and yet those two are not true statements. The ground I'm standing on is spinning at dizzying speeds and hurtling through space at thousands of miles an hour. And even though things appear to be solid, three-dimensional, today science tells me they're made up of atoms. The atoms are subatomic particles that are moving at lightning speeds around huge empty spaces. And those subatomic particles actually turn out to be fields of possibilities that can make choices depending upon the questions that we ask them. In other words, the universe is not built out of solid building blocks, but out of waves of possibilities, more like a mind than a physical entity.
Well, is the soul then, you know, conceivably part of our science, understandable by science, or is it more spiritual?
No, it's totally understandable science, and of course it's experienced spiritually as the things I said, love, knowingness, bliss, happiness. But what science tells us, that if you go beyond the world of molecules, you end up with atoms. You go beyond the world of atoms, you come to the fundamental levels of creation. At these levels, everything is instantly correlated with everything else. At these levels, there are no solid things. There are only possibilities. At these levels, there's something called observer effect, which means that the world remains unmanifested unless there's a conscious soul to actually transform that field of possibilities into what is called space-time events or material things. At these levels, there are quantum leaps of creativity. Subatomic particles move from one location to another location without going through the space in between. And at these levels, there's a proliferation of chaos ambiguity and uncertainty, but in that proliferation of chaos, uncertainty, and ambiguity, there's an emerging order, there's an emerging creativity. So science is definitely identifying intelligence as the heart of creation, that the heart of creation is not energy, not information, but an intelligence that orchestrates the movement of energy and information into space, time, and matter.